Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Thanksgiving week. It's Monday, November 20th, 2023, in the year of our Lord. And a lot of news to get into, a lot of information, of course, to catch up on. You know, it's, you could tell. Think back to last Thanksgiving and the Thanksgiving before that. I don't know how many people actually use holidays as mental markers, okay? Think back to, I don't know, Thanksgiving of 2019, 18, 17, or even beyond that, past that, and compare then to now. Compare then to now. By the way, I want to mention, I'll be speaking at a virtual conference, Pastor Paul Begley, Invasion America. And I would urge everyone to join that conference. If you go to Pastor Paul Begley's site, the link will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. Last week, I don't remember doing it. I thought I did this correctly. I want to give a great shout out to Club Grubbery from Down Under, from Australia. Thank you so much. They sent a t-shirt, actually, a couple of them. And this is a Club Grubbery. And I think somehow, I don't know, I had written down some notes and somebody said, I mispronounced the name. Hey, Hoodie and Hoodie's Heroes, not Howdy. Not Howdy Doody. No, Hoodie and Hoodie's Heroes. So this is Club Grubbery's t-shirt, 832, John 832. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall yeah, I'll get it, shall set you free. And this is the back of the shirt. So if you're down under, and if you're in Australia, folks, do me a favor. Follow them, and what a great great bunch of folks down there. Hoodie and John and Luke and so many, and others. I don't want to forget anyone. I mentioned those people, but and of course the wives there as well. You know, we can boil this all down very quickly by this. If we understand this formula, I'm going to give you a math formula here. 1% of the population, and they control all of the population of the planet. Think about this. So 1% controls the population of the planet. 4% are the puppets, the facilitators, the sycophants of the 1%. Okay, that's 5% now. As long as, keep my math honest here. 90% of the population, man, they are so far asleep. Their heads are so far. I mean, they're suffering so poor, badly from rectal cranial inversion. It's not funny. So we're up to 95% now, right? The 5% now, they're the ones like you, like me, like RT, Randy Taylor. RT@HagmanPI.com was with me right now. We're awake and we're sounding the alarm bells, whether it's the carbon taxes, whether it's the inflation, whether it's the treason that we're seeing. And by treason, I mean the people who are controlling everything and everyone. The latest book I'm reading, by the way, in my library, is Control Oligarchs. No one's paying me to say this, but people want to know what I'm reading. Control Oligarchs by Seamus Bruner. I got to tell you, it names names. And, oops, I didn't want to cover that ugly mug there. from Gates to Soros to Schwab to others. Good book there. All right, that's done. And Hoodie, thanks, buddy. Appreciate all you do. Again, I mentioned a lot of things to get into today. Before I start, I'm very excited because, you know, Trim with Doug. You know, trimwithdoug.com. Folks, I want you to go there. I'm really excited about this. It's on your screen right now. They've got a great series of products. One great product indeed. It deals with the excess belly fat. You know, like we have. And guys, you know who. Look, guys, take off your shirt. Take off your pants. Look in the mirror. You know what I'm talking about. Or keep your pants on and you can see your belly done lopping over your belt there. You know what I'm talking about. Or even if you have a little bit extra. This is something for you. But more importantly, excess belly fat has been deemed the most dangerous fat of them all. It's linked to so many health issues. I know when I was diagnosed as a type 2 diabetic, it was, hey, you know what? Your excess weight, that was a big factor. Well, interestingly enough, body shapes or large waistlines specifically are at higher risk for health issues. Just ask me. More than any other body type. This is essentially because excess stomach fat grows deep in the abdominal cavity and puts pressure on some of the body's most vital organs. That's a big reason why myself, along with so many other people, are turning to this amazing new substance, which is thoughtfully formulated with science-backed ingredients provided by Mother Earth that promote reduced fat storage. It helps to speed up the breakdown of fat, support weight management, reduce cravings, and boost metabolism. Now, simply take a serving each morning and another serving in the evening. I use orange and mango in the morning and Red Bull at night. No, I'm kidding. No, I mix this with my martini. No, I'm kidding too. Now I mix this with juice both in the morning and at night. Okay. And it's working. I'm down a couple of pounds. And I notice this is just me now. I'm not making any medical claims. I notice I'm kind of firming up. Ladies. My wife is going to slap me. Now, folks, this will help supercharge your weight management efforts. The best part I love is you can get right now over half off until they run out of this current supply. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. I don't know when it is. But folks, please order this now. You'll receive several additional gifts as long as they're still in stock, valued at over $500, free with every order, plus free shipping. Things like live health and fitness coaching for life, two free new ebooks titled Top 10 Foods That Burn Belly Fat and Top 8 Exercises to Reduce Belly Fat. 60-day money satisfaction guarantee, money-back satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. I'm telling you what, this is one of the greatest things I found. And I like to share good things like this. So go to, you ready? Trimwithdoug.com. That's trimwithdoug.com. All right, appreciate them. And appreciate you for listening. Couple of other things. You know, the narrative is changing. When I say that, I mean people are starting to become very concerned. The left is very worried. You see what happened in Argentina with the election now of a conservative of an Argentinian Donald Trump down there after 40 plus years, well, almost four decades of socialism. Great thing to take place. But see, here's what's happening here in America. In America being that shiny city on the hill. I'm going to play this. I'm going to bring RT on right after this. This is something that all of us need to be concerned about. You know, people talk about agave, A-G-A-A-V-E. No, no, not in the religious sense. That's agape. Not in the health food sense, but in the intelligence community sense, the anti-government, anti-establishment, violent extremists, something to that effect, okay? That's the acronym. Well, what about the other side? Watch this 50-second clip. This is video 8 in your show notes, conveniently placed for you at HagmanPI.com. And let me ask you a favor. When you go to HagmanPI.com, do me a favor, bookmark that. And then the first line in the content section there, you'll see where there's a link to Rumble and a link to Brighteon. I ask that you please subscribe to our channels on both. Why? Because we had a quarter of a million subscribers with Communist Tube, with YouTube. Okay? And that communist bitch that took over canceled us. But we're used to that. But watch this. And think about this clip. This is mainstream legacy, really irrelevant, but people still watch us. Remember that 90% figure I was talking about? Actually, 95%, because you got the 90, the 1%, and the 4%. They're still watching stuff like this. Think about the meaning of this, where this is coming from. And understand most people, well, many people, not most, many people feel this way. And if that's the case, we have a really huge problem on our hands. Play video number 8.
Every time he talks, he's putting himself into a bigger criminal hole. That's not his objective. His objective is purely political at this point. Politics don't work in a courtroom, as I think he's finding out in the New York Attorney General's case in New York, a civil case, and that's going to continue in his criminal trials. But his rhetoric is really getting dangerous, more and more dangerous. And we saw what happened on January 6th when he uses inflammatory rhetoric now. And his recent Truth Social post is incredibly, incredibly scary for anyone that might be trying to work in government. And it is just unquestionable at this point that that man cannot see public office again. He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Did you catch that? He has to be eliminated. Folks, they're worried not about just President Donald Trump, but they're worried about you and I. That's why they're coming for all of, they're coming for us in the form of January 6th in that context. They're coming for us. They're coming for this platform. My good friend Owen Schroyer is in solitary confinement and will be there through Thanksgiving. I believe he's going to be released on or about the 18th, and it's no picnic for him. Do me a favor if you have a chance. What I'll do is I'll put where you can write. Send him a note. You'll have to handwrite a note and send it to the prison. But send him a note of support and tell him it's from. It's at my urging. But all of the January 6th prisoners, and with the release of the January 6th tapes, folks, their narrative is being shattered, and they're afraid. Randy Taylor, thanks for joining me, and let's talk about this and some other things. What do you think about the release of the January 6th tapes?
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. By the way, good morning.
They're online at the House reading room.
That's a lot of tape, but it's important that people see it, and I hope that all of them are being released, not just some handpicked ones. I don't know how that works.
Real simple, how it works is you got multiple cameras in the Capitol.
I get that. I'm just saying, how do you know that it's untouched?
Well, okay, that's a great question.
It hasn't been removed and edited, hand-picked. The Lord knows all we saw during the on the news or with the January 6th committee was hand-picked stuff.
Okay, and I'm glad you brought that up, because the question I had was, number one, do we have it all? And number two, thank same you. As you.
That's the way our minds work, man.
Well, so do we have it all? No, because we're missing the body cam footage of the Capitol Police officers and of other officers. Okay, number one.
Yes.
And number two, we're missing some of the lay people's and journalists' footage that should be included in that unedited as well. Now, has it been edited? According to, now when I speak to people such as, I'm going to drop some names here, Jack Posobiec, for example, Cash Patel. Okay, I'm not saying I spoke to them, but people at that level, they're telling me that that those tapes were actually handed to the J6 committee, or made access to the J6 committee was given access to them, the Unselect committee, and they took from that source repository certain segments and then edited those segments. But the actual 44,000 hours, roughly, has been unedited. Go ahead, sir.
And it'll still be interesting to see. Experts will be able to look at it and be able to tell if it's been edited, not edited. But a lot of it's very crucial. I mean, I've seen enough video of it just through, regular media and social platforms, things like that, social media platforms, to get that straight. There's just so many clips of nonviolence, of just walking through the Capitol, of being escorted in by the police, having the police remove barricades, walking them in, walking with them, talking with them. So, I'm going to say any trouble that there was on the 6th was agitators. Professional agitators are Antifa types. We've all seen the video where these guys are sitting there and they're changing their clothes, putting on Trump MAGA stuff so they can go cause trouble. I have no doubt that there were professional agitators there. I'm just glad that I'd like to see more out there. The people need to know. The people need to see it.
Well, as we're talking, go ahead and play video 9. You can loop it. This is a 48 seconds of video that was taken from that repository. Okay, this is a stark contrast.
Oh, yeah.
From what the January 6th Unselect Treasonous Committee wants you to believe took place at the Capitol. Now, you're right, there were agitators, but these people who are unmasked, by the way, and they're not wearing
khakis. That's the key. That's the key.
There you go.
And you're right, in the khakis, because they were able to identify each other on site, knowing, this is the other guy on their team that's got a mask on and khakis. This is, and this what you're seeing here isn't the only video out there that looks like this. We've seen this from all different angles, but it'll be nice just to get the bulk of them out there. The January 6th entire thing by the January 6th committee and all was wrong. As far as I'm concerned, it was illegal. What happened to Ashley Babbitt was murder. It wasn't defending anything. You're talking about a little girl crawling through a window, basically, in a hallway.
Yeah.
Does that cop, when that cop's at home on Halloween, does he have his weapon out, drawn, nailed in his foyer, waiting for a child to come to the door?
That Capitol cop was a foreign national.
Right. Maybe, where he's from, they probably do things that way. But here, we have this thing where we love life, where we treasure life. We respect it. And I was reading through, I don't know, Doug, I popped you the link on this, but I was reading through some other January 6th things that I was even unaware of. And somebody put together a pretty nice collection. And so I know I've been going through it, and I'm like, you know, there were even other deaths related to this. You know, the ones where the cop died of a heart attack, that's not, you can't, that's his own problem.
Right.
It didn't cause by January 6th. If he'd been out running parking tickets that day, he would have had a heart attack. When it's your time to have a heart attack, guess what? It's your time to have a heart attack.
Yep.
When it's time to go, it's time to go. Don't. They're using these people as scapegoats. And what it is, they're terrified. And I'm going to warn every one of them right now. Because I know they listen. I'm going to warn them. To do anything to Donald Trump that will hurt that man physically, you wish you hadn't. But I'm giving you sage advice. Whoever's out there listening, that sage advice. You do anything to that man, and you're going to watch this country go head over heels. All right, people love him. And I'm going to tell you, if that's your last resort, because Lord knows you tried all this BS legal crap and shit, charging him with these imaginary crimes, crimes where there's no victim, no one was hurt, you know, over real estate. If that isn't election interference, I don't know what it is. And I'll tell you another thing. See, that they're terrified of him getting into office because they fear revenge. Well, I don't see Donald Trump coming after anybody personally on revenge, okay? Because most of these people that are in the wrong today will still be in the wrong if Donald Trump comes to office, at which time he will just be enforcing the law. It's not about revenge. It's about getting this country back on its feet. Okay, and anything that he decides to do in office, all right, trust me, will be constitutional. But this thing of threatening and this, he needs to be eliminated? I'll tell you what, that would be the dumbest thing you could do.
What kind of language is that to use?
That's pretty hideous. That's hideous because they know that there's weirdos out in the public.
Yep.
That's right. Are looking at their TV program going, oh, I'm just waiting for the order. I'll tell you what. You think things are pissy now, you leftists. But if something happens, man, I'm going to tell you right now, even if there's an attempt and it fails, you know, like Chuck Schumer would say, you're going to reap the whirlwind.
You're damn right. And Schumer
and that whirlwind, you got it. And Schumer, you're top of the list, baby. I know these people will come for you. Now, I'm not threatening you. I don't do things like, see, I don't make threats. Okay. If I was going to come on here and be a command giver and off to the rebel army, if something did come out of my mouth, it wouldn't be a threat, it'd be a promise. Okay. And two, I'm just warning you what the pulse, you know, you ever take the pulse of the public?
Oh yeah.
Lord knows, do you ever go on social platforms and actually read what's there? You leftist swine.
People are sick and tired of them.
I'm telling you, the polls should just give them an indication of what's going on. You're talking about a man that's up to his eyeballs with horse crap litigation and things being leveled against him that are absolutely crap. Okay.
Do you think it'll fall apart? Let me ask you this. You've got 91. President Trump is facing 91 felonies, separate felonies, in six different cases, three different states, I believe. So my question to you is, given the fact that Colorado, for example, attempted to take him off the ballot but failed, it's going to be appealed, it's going to go to the appellate court, eventually it's going to get to the Supreme Court. I do have a fear. And the only thing to fear is fear. But I do have a concern, I suppose, that President Trump ultimately, even though he is not guilty of what the 14th Amendment, the spirit and letter of the 14th Amendment says, I do think that a state or two could take him off the ballot because of some rogue courts. What do you think?
I think that as more pressure is put on, we're starting to see the courts are doing things now that we weren't expecting. I saw in Georgia where they have a judge that's basically taking the Dominion voting machines to court, a federal judge.
Right.
That's a step in the right direction.
Correct.
That I would. I haven't seen anything like that since the 2020 election. This judge is doing this. And what's going to happen? And if you think about it, it's like nobody went and filed really with the judge. It's like she's doing this of her own initiative. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And
that's what's cool. And,
yeah.
And maybe these judges that Trump put in office will start doing things under their own initiative because they see one federal judge doing it. And they're going to look around and go, oh, wow, this was in my jurisdiction. Maybe I should speak up. I'll tell you right now, if they make it to where Donald Trump cannot be elected, from that point forward, look for trouble.
And there's
going to be a lot of trouble. We're not saying any. Don't try and pin it on us.
Please.
Okay. Don't even try, because all we're passing on to you idiots, we're giving you what's called advice. And the reason we're giving you the advice is because we're concerned every day with the safety and well-being of our fellow Americans. And I don't want to see people get hurt over something that the globalists designed, that the leftists implemented. I don't want to see innocent people hurt. That's what I'm trying to tell you, numbnuts out there listening, that have a federal badge on. Stop it. They need to back off, because Trump is, these charges are ridiculous. I mean, Doug, there was no victim.
No
charges.
No.
And the banks even came in and said, hey, borrowed the money, we were cool, and it's been paid back. It's a victimless crime.
You've got this derangement syndrome by people like Letitia James, by people like Hochul, by people. Look, in that, and my apologies to Bob Denver, the old Gilligan, Engeron, okay, and Allison Greenfield, those two. But going back to January 6th, I want to show you something, because you brought something up, and I think it's important for people to really understand this. This is how the American people were lied to. And again, I want your comments on this. This is the same audio clip, but two different video portrayals. This is what the bullcrap from the unselect committee, whether it's the devilish spawn of Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney, to Kinzinger, to Pelosi.
Liz Cheney.
There we go. That's a good one. Okay.
Pronounce it correctly, sir.
All right. But here is Pelosi talking with Pence, or otherwise known as Benedict Arnold, at least in this case, on January 6th. Okay, this is the same phone conversation, but two different scenes. My question is, okay, why would the January 6th committee present this in an edited fashion when none of this had to be edited? And then your comments after. This is video one in the show prep.
And I'm at the Capitol building. I'm literally standing with the local police of the U.S. Capitol Police. They believe that the House and the Senate will be able to reconvene in roughly an hour. I'm standing with the U.S. Capitol Police. He just informed me that they believe that the House and the Senate will be able to reconvene in roughly an hour.
Exact same recording. You're looking at the architect, by the way. Two different shots, one with Grassley and the other one without. But you're looking at the architects of the...
I'm at the Capitol building. I'm literally standing with...
Insurrection. That's okay. It's just going to loop back. But what do you make of that?
I don't know. It's strange. It didn't even have... I don't know. There's no dramatic effect difference between the two.
Yeah.
I don't, you know what? Maybe somebody goofed up. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. The whole January 6th thing is a betrayal of the American people.
Well, let's continue to drill down, shall we? Because
okay, let's do it.
Okay, I got video too.
Did you come up with a reason why the two were different?
Cinematic purposes. Okay, this was done in stages. When you look at the different, you can't take, for example, just that one clip by itself. You have to add it to a series to create a narrative.
Okay. Yeah, I will go with that.
Okay. And so this next video clip is part of that same narrative. Okay. Now, however, this is an interview between Brett Baer and Liz Cheney in part. Okay. So what this is, it's not only Pelosi and the Democrats that didn't want the January 6th tapes to come out, but it was the rhinos like Cheney, okay, Adam Kinzinger, and especially Kevin McCarthy,
Mitt Romney,
people like that. Yeah, they don't want America to see the truth about what really happened, because either they set up the coup or they were complicit. And this kind of explains that. This is only, let me see here. This is, it's just about 2 minutes in length. Here it is.
Attacked the Capitol building on January 6th, but the offer was rejected. Is that true? Do you know that to be true?
Well, his own acting Secretary of Defense says that's not true. Chris Miller has testified publicly that Donald Trump never issued any order to deploy the Guard to protect the Capitol. And so I would point people to his own Secretary of Defense's public testimony.
So the four of you that I've had an opportunity to interview now confirm that on January 4th in the Oval Office that you heard Donald Trump authorize up to 20,000 troops, Cash Patel, 2 days before January 6th even happened. Tell us about that meeting.
Yeah, it's not one of those, thanks again, Sean, like Chris said, for having us, especially on D-Day, to talk about this serious matter. It's not one of those meetings you forget. The Secretary of Defense, Chris Miller, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, the Chief of Staff to the President of the United States of America, Mark Meadows, and the President of the United States himself, in the Oval Office, talking about some of the most serious national security threats we were facing, and then we pivoted to setting up for January 6th, and Mr. Trump unequivocally authorized up to 20,000 National Guardsmen and women for us to utilize should the second part of the law, the request, come in. But those requests never did, as you highlighted.
Let me be very clear. Both of you said this under oath under the threat of a penalty of perjury to the committee?
Oh, absolutely, Sean. And to be clear, Cash brought it up best. The meeting was one of the serious kind of heavy meetings I've been in, and it was about a foreign threat that was directed towards the United States, which obviously we can't talk to for fear of, you know, ended up in jail. And so I kind of want to be clear, the president, as we're leaving, it says, hey, one more thing, and we all sat back down and we discussed what was going on in January 6th. I don't want to, because I think that's important to bring up so that the opposition doesn't get this idea that this was the purpose of the meeting. The president was doing exactly what I expect the commander-in-chief to do, any commander-in-chief to do. He was looking at the broad threats against the United States, and he brought this up as on his own. We did not bring.
All right. So, RT, what we have, a couple of different angles to look at this. Number one, you've got President Trump concerned about the safety, bringing up National Guard. Number two, Pelosi saying, no, we don't need that. Thirdly, Capitol Police essentially being denied equipment, gear, and personnel on the same day. And then you've got people appearing before the kangaroo court of the January 6th committee, in their testimony being kept away from the American public. So now it's coming out with the release of the tapes. By the way, that started out with Liz Cheney, Brett Baer, and it ended with what you saw there. So go ahead.
I'm going to say Chris Miller was under threat.
Say that again?
He was under threat.
Yes.
When he was questioned, okay? And another thing that jumped out at me, President Trump authorized up to 20,000 if needed. Keyword, if needed. He didn't order it. And that's why Chris Miller's even sleeping at night, because he's saying to himself, well, he may have authorized if needed, but he didn't order it. That's what he's saying. That's how Chris Miller's trying to escape this in his brain. You get what I'm saying?
I do.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying everybody in that room, including Chris Miller, knows that he said, I'm authorizing up to 20,000 National Guard there if needed. If needed being the key words. And then when Chris Miller was questioned, just like in any courtroom, you know how they'll ask you a question and you want to add to the answer, and they go, it's a simple yes or no question.
Right.
That's what's being pulled here.
Interesting.
That's what just jumped off out of that video at me. If needed. And if you went back and sat Chris Miller in a stand today and said, did Trump say if needed, or are you saying he didn't order the troops? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a difference there. And that's Chris Miller's way out. Thank you. That's Chris Miller's way out. And I hope Miller doesn't sleep at night.
Well,
I really do. I hope his conscience gets the best of him. Because what he did, what Mike Pence did, and this is the inner circle, man. This is like being two cops in a car, and you let your partner get shot at, and you don't even pull your weapon. They're traitors. And Mike Pence is in collusion with Pelosi.
I'll tell you
right now.
Yeah.
Because here, I've brought this up numerous times. If they had nothing to hide, they would have had a recount.
If it was me and
Randy Taylor just won the office, and everybody in America is peed off about it, and you want a recount, please, because at the end of the day, I want you to be satisfied that that's what they said, what the voters said, and because I want you to work with me. You know what I'm saying?
But there would be no way this would have been allowed. I mean, because
I know
it was fixed from the beginning, and
yes,
that's why I believe. I mean, when you start looking at the people behind the fix, the control oligarchs, as Seamus Bruner has calls them, whether it's Schwab or Zuckerberg, his money, Gates, his money. Soros, there, you know.
Soros is one. Soros should be in jail for January 6th.
84, and he should be, under the jail, in my view.
Now, I don't understand how the guy lives in the United States and they haven't run him out of his house and run him out of his hometown where he lives.
Well,
he lives in the States.
Yeah, I know. That's what money does, right?
I guess. And I'm sitting here, and you were giving those numbers at the beginning of the show, you know. There's 1%.
Yeah.
Why are we taking crap off 1%?
Because we're lazy. You know? When I say we,
I guess
many are.
Because people are afraid. They're afraid.
Yeah.
They see January 6th and they're like, geez, if I did that, you know what? I'm sorry, but our forefathers would be ashamed of us.
Absolutely.
They'd be ashamed of us. Absolutely. Would be ashamed, and I don't know how else to say it. That's the truth.
Well,
look at what they gave, Doug. Look at what they gave.
They gave it all.
Everything.
They gave it all.
Everything
for this country.
Everything. Yeah. We weren't talking about going to jail. They were talking about being hung or shot. And we're worried about going to jail.
Being inconvenienced, and you know,
losing our job. You know what?
Yeah.
God can bless you in a tent too. And I'll tell you what, if you lost, you know, I'm like this. It's if the country was returned to normal, then you wouldn't lose your job. You would be victorious.
Amen to that.
I mean, we're just, I don't know. Let's say, anything else.
Well, I'll tell you what.
They're going to try and take something we've said and twist it, Doug.
Well, they already have, and they're already doing that. And I've got to tell people that.
I know.
Right now, you know, look, they're looking for another 1,000 people to put behind bars, and they're looking
at least 1,200. Yeah,
and
they're trying to scare everyone. That's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to scare everyone, and it's working. That's the sad part.
It is
working. It is.
Whether it's about the injection or whether it's about the, you know, voter integrity or the lack thereof.
Hey, let's just pray that this whole deal with the voting machines and this judge in Georgia becomes contagious across the nation. And I'm really happy with Colorado saying that, you know, that Trump stays on the ballot. I hope another judge in California says the same thing when Newsom tries to pull that crap.
But I do believe that's being set up for an appeal to where, okay, the final arbiter is going to say, okay, no, it matches
Supreme Court.
You know, it matches.
The Supreme Court's going to say he can stay in on the ballot.
I
believe
that
they will. You know what? They've got the left all pissed off at him anyway.
Well,
you know, over the abortion thing. So, you know what? You need to get the right back in office and get the right in power, because the left ain't going to quit coming after you, SCOTUS. Better side up with the right people. And Kavanaugh, you owe the president.
I'm beginning.
I know it's not supposed to be that way.
Up there, I mean, you got whatever her name is jumping Juju Bean Jackson Brown, and not the greatest minds in the world. I've got one last video. This is a continuation of the January 6th, but this is right after the videos were released. This is the breaking of the dam. Julie Kelly, who's just a great investigative reporter, talking about speakers. Johnson's releasing 44,000 hours of footage. Now, she makes some good points in this. I'm going to let this play. If you want to interject something, just jump in and say, you know, pause the video. It's about maybe 4, 5, 6 minutes in length. I don't recall, but it's important information here. Okay, so you just interrupt as necessary. All right. RT?
Julie Kelly, they're not happy that the footage has finally been released. Folks, I want you to understand that after 11 months in power, Mike Johnson finally gives us the footage. Julie, walk us through all of it, ma'am.
So let's take a little victory lap here. As I said on Twitter last night, we have to take the small victories when we get them. And this certainly is a victory. You have been pressuring House Republicans to do this. I certainly have. My first article about releasing the tapes I wrote in May of 2021, when we found out that at least 14,000 hours of security footage had been put under protective orders as court proceedings occurred for January 6th defendants. So this is a big win, because to your point, all the right people are melting.
We should take a look as she's talking. RT, take a look at the right hand part of the screen there.
Yes,
that's a Capitol Police officer, and that is that's a protester in quotation marks, kind of doing the oh, do me, love me long time, please, behind the or in front of the police officer. What's he doing? Is he, could it be that he is taking handcuffs off this man? Just asking. Okay. Inquiring minds want to know.
It's possible.
Yeah.
What's on top of that brown thing there, that ledge next to the blue scanner? Is that a firearm up there?
No, I think that's it's a light.
Okay, I thought it was glancing up there. I thought it was a sidearm, semi-automatic sidearm.
Yeah, I was wondering that too. And Eric the Tech had came out and said, "Okay, no, that's a light. Maybe it's for Pelosi's production."
If Eric said it, I trust it, brother.
I hear you.
Good, good call, Eric. Thank you.
All right, folks, as you're listening,
it's either
to this,
a light or a stethoscope.
so the guy had bent over, really fixing to get searched.
Really?
But I think that's a little like kiosk thing there, and that's just the top of that kiosk.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
They have a little table there where they look at people's stuff. They look through your wallet and stuff.
Yeah,
look at your.
It's like just like the courthouse. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So, folks, keep your eyes on the right-hand side of the screen when the footage is being played. Go ahead, sir.
and down. Not just the people that you see on MSNBC, but you see Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger lashing out, Jamie Raskin lashing out. But look, this is just the start. The American people have not seen this footage. We have seen some of it. I have access to some of this footage. I've seen it. I've posted some of it. But the majority of the public has not seen this. And that is why these people are freaking out. And this is just the beginning of the breaking of the dam here, Steve. There's going to be more footage released that not just show police helping people in, but the level of police brutality that day that prompted a lot of the clashes between protesters and police. There's going to be a lot more seen. And as I said, this is the beginning of the breaking of the dam. To the point that you have made and I've made also, we need a January 6th select committee run by Republicans. Put these people like Tim Heafey, who was just interviewed. Why did Tim Heafey cover up Heafey or whatever his name is? Why did the January 6th committee cover up parts of their investigation related to the involvement of federal agencies and the FBI? Why didn't the January 6th committee interview FBI Director Christopher Wray? How can you have an investigation and not interview the head of the top law enforcement agency in the country? So there is a lot more truth to be revealed about January 6th. And Steve, you could see the response on our side on social media. This is a huge issue to the base, and Republicans are getting to see that first and foremost. This is a huge issue, not just the truth and the cover up. But of course, the 1,200 Americans and counting who have been ensnared in this abusive, retaliatory Department of Justice investigation. I was just in Washington this week. I sat in jury selection for another January 6th defendant. 478 days between his arrest.
Cops.
So why would that happen?
Because they brought in some. They probably brought somebody in that was in jail. That was a very dangerous person. I'm serious. They probably brought in a murderer, someone that's very dangerous, and that's part of his deal. We're going to take you down there. We're going to release you. Okay, we want you to kill someone.
Interesting and, take.
Part of the deal. You know, this is set up, because I'll tell you right now, where we've seen hours and hours of video where things are being moved, and the cops waving them in. They wanted all of those protesters inside the building.
Yes.
They wanted them in.
You saw them letting them in. Yeah.
Then the bloodshed was going to begin.
Okay. That's an interesting take. Okay.
Why else would they be releasing the guy?
Because
he came in handcuffs.
They caught him outside. They realized he was a Fed. Or part of the.
Oh, there. Okay, there's that.
So, but
the guy's got a helmet on. We don't know.
But yours is just equally possible.
And the news cameras were outside.
Yeah.
News cameras were inside.
True.
Yep. Optics.
I mean, there's so many possibilities there, but I would love to know who that person was. And he came in with a helmet on, so if he had been handcuffed outside and had been held, they would already taken the helmet off. Just do a positive ID on him. You know what I'm saying? He was brought in with his head covered for a reason. That person was, who knows? Who knows who was supposed to die that day in there?
Maybe
they just needed him to go in and kill two or three people, which you know would set the place ablaze.
Folks, use your critical thinking skills and come up with your own ideas on this.
Yeah. Good. You know what? That's very interesting. I had never seen this clip before.
No one has.
I've never seen this clip. We're starting to see things. I know I'm starting to see things on the web that I had no idea. I'm seeing January 6th things that I hadn't seen before. And Doug and I are usually pretty good at being in the know. And I'm seeing things I haven't seen before. They're stunning.
I went through the library. I mean, I got to tell you something, brother. My eyes, toothpicks, I had to hold them up. I think it was Saturday morning or Sunday morning. By the time I was going through the footage, Man, there's a lot of footage there. Now, there's only, I think, 22.5 gigabytes worth of video. So I don't know if that's the entirety of the 44,000 hours, but I'll tell you what, it's all crap ton of video. That's for sure. But
no, let's see what else we got.
Yeah, go ahead and let that play for a few more.
78 days between his arrest and his trial. And watching this D.C. jury pool come through, the comments that they make about January 6th and the protesters speaks to not just the unfair trials that are going on, but how in the hell is Donald Trump going to get a fair jury seated for his March 4th trial in the nation's capital? There's so much happening with this, which is why House Republicans now need to take the next step and create their own committee, because the videos are just only one part of this.
I want to repeat this. It's imperative for Johnson to, when he gets back, I think on Tuesday is the first day back a week, he must reinstate the Joint Committee on J6. Let him have a ranking member. Let him have minority counsel. Let's set it up the right way, not the way that was set up. It's one of the key arguments I've made in my case, which I don't talk much about. But this is, you can't do it the way Nancy Pelosi did it. You have to do it by the rules. But Johnson must set this up. We must have the House go through and do a formal event. This must be adjudicated with Democrats thrown in. Two things we must adjudicate now, must be done, is number one, we have to get to the bottom of J6. And this footage is part of it. We have to get to the bottom of it. Wherever it leads, have to get to the bottom of it. All of it. All of it. And you also have to investigate Nancy Pelosi's committee. This committee, I think there's brazen criminality in what they did, and I think that will be proven. Criminality. Do you agree with me? Julie, you follow this closer than any person in the country. Do you agree with me?
Absolutely. They have already buried evidence. We are still waiting for the production of records from the Secret Service that have now been buried at the Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, and the Biden White House. So there are still records that Barry Loudermilk, who is the head of the House Administrative Committee, who has been looking into this, he has sent letters to the Biden White House and DHS and other authorities seeking these missing records. Get this, Steve. All of the video interviews, you know, they offered, the J6 committee would offer clips of that during their televised performances. None of those video, none of that footage has been archived or given over to House Republicans. Why not? Because we know we're going to be able to compare what was really said, or at least the context of some of these clips. Also, I want all of those those four celebrity January 6th cops, Mike Fanone, Dan Hodges, Aquilina Gunnell, and Harry Dunn. They not only lied under oath to Congress in that hearing, they have lied under oath in court testimony and victim impact statements that have prompted longer prison sentences, because they've all lied about what they endured on January 6th, what they saw. Allegations of racism. Michael Fanone was almost killed. We also have footage that totally contradicts that. Those four need to be put back on the stand under oath and explain their lies.
Okay, you meant that. That's the end anyway. RT, that's pretty incendiary.
Yeah. But I don't even know if we get them in there in front of Congress. I mean, are they afraid of Congress? Well, what's Congress going to do?
Well,
slap their hands.
You know,
the truth is out there, and nobody listens to it now. That's why we need some judges to start taking action of their own initiative. We'll certainly back them.
Yeah,
the people on the street will back them. But there needs to be some light at the end of the tunnel. And like I said at the beginning of the show, if they talking about eliminating Donald Trump, they need to change that talk real fast, or they're going to open a can of worms they can't put the lid back on.
Well, it's about eliminating you and I. It's about eliminating the listeners and viewers of this show.
I know.
Yeah.
It's the only... We need somebody in the White House that's going to affect change. That it isn't DeSantis, okay? And then Vivek or whatever his name is, he's... You know what? He's made way too many promises. His term wouldn't be long enough to fulfill all the promises. As far as I'm concerned, he's like Barry Obama.
coming in, making all kinds of promises, showed up out of nowhere. We have no idea who he is. We really don't.
Yeah.
Look, they're going to do their best to keep Trump out of office, but and the same thing will happen if they say, you know, boom, absolutely, Donald Trump cannot run for president, and it's the law. Then I look for things to come apart in the country. That's
Okay.
I'll bet you a dollar.
Bets are more than that.
But you know what I'm saying.
I do. I
can afford a dollar. I can afford a dollar.
Yeah, you and me both. But I was thinking I'd be on the winning side. But here's the bottom line issue. Yeah. Nothing is going to change, I believe, until and unless we, the people, demand it. And the 90%, as I mentioned earlier, who are asleep or who don't want to see this, RT.
I know.
Need to act.
You know what's funny is the 90% that are asleep, if you try and show them something, they have an excuse.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already ready-made excuses. Or one thing I noticed about the left, they're like, if you brought up, okay, the homeless people, say in one of the towns I live in, the homeless people, and you said, hey, look at what's going on under liberal rule, blah, blah, blah. And they go like this. Their idea of a fix is, we'll just move them out of town. See, the homeless people are gone. That's how they think. That's how they think. We have neighbors. Think like that. I'm like, how did you people get to this age? You know, how did you get to work every day all those years? Because you're obviously an idiot.
Did you? Speaking of that, and this, I do have one more. This is actually kind of humorous.
We need a laugh, my friend. You need a laugh, buddy.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And by the way, folks, I just want to say this. My wife is scheduled for surgery this week. Please keep her in your prayers. I just want to say that. So it'll be this coming Wednesday. So I'll do a show on Wednesday, but it'll be. But just please keep her in your prayers.
And seriously, people, the amount of listeners we have, you lift her up to God in prayer. Telling her it'll be a powerful thing, and please do that for my friend Doug.
Thank you.
He's got his wife, a very lovely person. This is really tough on the family. It's Thanksgiving week. Basically, their Thanksgiving is going to be rest and recuperation. They're not going to be able to enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? Please, he's under a lot of stress. And I ask you, as our listeners, the people that have prayed for me for years, please, I need you to lift his wife up in prayer. And for the surgeon's hands to be guided by God, please.
Thank you, my friend. And
you got it, brother.
I do appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah, I've got a lady, the studio dog, is... she's suffering from Cushing's, and I've got her on medication, and she's not doing too well. My wife, of course, is she's not doing too well, but she'll be fine. And people like yourself, RT, thank you so much, and of course Eric the Tech, and all of you out there, thank you for it's been
we've got beautiful listeners, man. We've got beautiful listeners. Folks, we love you. The things you do for the show, the folks that are supporting the show financially.
Yep.
You know, thank you. The bills have to be paid around the office. Things have to be, you know what I mean? It costs Doug money to put these shows out. Okay. And yeah. Lord knows the personal thing. You can't buy his time. You can't buy his pain, his heartache. You can't buy any of that stuff for him. But you know what? You can help take some of the financial burden off of him. And because he puts so much into it, so everybody does here, Eric, myself, you know, we get this little hours of research and then Doug has the administrative and Eric, all the technical stuff. The only reason you're looking at a clear picture today is because of Eric. Come on, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, please dig in. And I don't care if it's just a few bucks. If all of you gave a few bucks, things would be different around here. You know what I mean? That guy right there would have a whole lot less stress.
Wow.
And I'd really like to see that. Thank you for your prayers.
And hey, to the guys down under and ladies down under, thank you so much. RT,
that's
thank
very
you.
Cool.
We will be talking. We'll be talking. And folks.
I'm here, brother.
All right. Appreciate that. Study the show clips. And, hey, leave your comments at Rumble or Brighteon. Tell us what you think. And keep in touch. RT at HagmanPI.com. That's Randy Taylor. That's RT at HagmanPI.com. God bless everyone.